This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. And with Tropical Storm Henri on its way, we turn to WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein for an update. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Good to be here.
So we just had quite a downpour here in Boston at our studios. That's tapered off a bit. But let's talk for a moment first about the city of Boston and the immediate metro area. What can be expected from this storm?
Right. So for the city of Boston, immediate metro areas, north, south, and west, we're expecting what you just experienced. And you and I talked about this like an hour ago. We had that band coming through, mm-hmm. and that's going to be the case here throughout the rest of the morning and into the afternoon. We may see some heavy tropical downpours, but then it'll just stop. Right now, we're looking at that band, which did go through right over the studio. It's now running from the North Shore back through about Worcester and then rotates down through Connecticut. As the storm comes on shore in Rhode Island here over the next couple of hours, there'll be another band which will come through. It may actually not be quite as heavy as the band that came through. That could end up being the heaviest band of the entire storm for eastern Massachusetts, but we will see additional rainfall, maybe thunder, and there's an isolated chance of a small weak tornado, as we are going to be on the right side of the center of the storm.
Tornado. Okay, we'll come back to that. The most updated forecast you have on storm surge issues, you know, you've said South Coast, Cape and Islands all are dealing with this. So where exactly in those locations and what are the levels you're expecting?
So from the Boston area down through the South Shore, you know, you get to Marshfield and Plymouth in that area, probably like a 1 to 3 foot storm surge. The waves are pretty big from the storm, but especially on the South Coast, not so much the East Coast. And so I do expect some minor flooding is possible in these areas. So we may see some shore flooding. I don't think we're going to see flooding where, for example, water's running down the center of the seaport or anything like that. Same thing for the Cape. As you get a little bit further west, Buzzards Bay, Narragansett Bay, that's where the flooding is going to be more exacerbated. Perhaps we'll see some more in the way of shore roads flooded. There may be, there will be beach closures and things like that. And then the flooding also will continue for much of the coast of Rhode Island and perhaps even eastern Connecticut.
And your other concerns, everyone's concerns, rainfall and wind. Can you kind of take us on a little geographic tour of Henri in terms of impact in Massachusetts?
Well, the winds right now, I was just looking at one of the things I can do, and anybody can do this, you can just download some of the apps, but you can look at the winds inside the storm, and it looks like the winds are about 60 miles an hour that are coming on shore right around South Kingston in Rhode Island. As we speak, there's a pretty good thunderstorm now coming on shore. I think that what will happen is as those winds move inland, they'll tend to weaken. So winds generally, for most of us, with the exception of that south coast around Buzzards Bay, Narragansett Bay, Rhode Island, will be in the 25 to 40 mile an hour range. We may see some gusts to 45. It's strong enough to take down some trees and create some power outages. I don't expect this is going to be the type of thing where we're going to see huge swaths of greater Boston without power. We're just going to be too far away. The tough thing is that the leaves are on the trees, so they act like little sails and they capture the wind. So a 30-mile-an-hour wind in the middle of January, I would not even be concerned with power outages from this. It's more because of the wet ground and the leaves on the trees that we may see more power outages than the wind speeds would typically dictate.
Okay. And what about the rainfall concerns in central and western Massachusetts?
Right now, the biggest concern we have is for central and western Massachusetts, as you mentioned, as the storm continues to move off towards the northwest, kind of pushing through Rhode Island. The left side of it is where the heaviest rain will be, and we're thinking anywhere from 4 to 8 inches of rain. Generally, it won't look like the maps you see on TV where it's a nice even swath. Mm-hmm. It's going to be pockets where there'll be a town or two or three that get 4, 5, 6, 7 inches of rain, but then there'll be other areas which only get 1 or 2 or 3 inches of rain. It's more popcorn in nature because, and I think folks don't even realize this, a storm like this is basically just a collection of thunderstorms rotating around a central core. So when you have those thunderstorms, just like in summer, some areas get a lot of rain, some areas don't. It's the same thing with this. It's a little more concentrated, obviously, in a tropical system. But that's really all this is thunderstorms. And when one of those go through, you get the strong, gusty winds. That's where the damage occurs. That's where the heaviest rain falls.
And since you mentioned, storms and the popcorn element of it or whatever, You mentioned tornadoes. Let's get back to that for a second. What, you also said the risk was low, but let elaborate, please.
Yeah, it's a non-zero risk. So I always would mention something that's non-zero like that, like a tornado, because I don't want it to happen. And then folks are saying, hey, you didn't even mention this. So it's a very small risk, but it's not zero. And what happens is it's as the storm comes on shore, basically it starts to create more spin because of the interaction of the storm itself with the land. And that spin creates what we call shear. It's basically a change in wind speed and with direction and height. And so that spin kind of makes the air turn a little more. So you can get some of that spinning to kind of come down out of the thunderstorms and create weak tornadoes. These are not the type of tornadoes you see in the Midwest or the type of tornadoes we see with a squall line coming through. They're just small spinning kind of little entities that come out of these thunderstorms and create localized damage. Usually it's just, you know, trees snapping. It might be some shingles blown off a roof, but it's typically not really bad damage and certainly not widespread and very low risk, but not non-zero.
Okay. And what does the timing look like to you in terms of when things might start to calm down a bit or even dry out a bit?
So I think the winds will probably peak here around 2 to 4 o'clock this afternoon, and thereafter we'll start to lower the wind speeds. It may even be a little earlier than that. The timing of this has moved up. So high tide has just occurred across much of the South Coast, which is good news because, you know, it didn't hit at exactly high tide, and the tide right now is a little lower. It's about a foot lower than the tide this evening, so that's also good that it, you know, it's occurring now. I do think that overnight tonight, there's going to be a couple more showers, thunderstorms. You might hear a burst of wind here and there. But, you know, generally, it's just unsettled. Same thing for tomorrow. And then finally, Tuesday, we get a little bit better. And then there's some heat coming in Wednesday and Thursday. Those 2 days, I think, are going to be at or above 90 with humidity. And so just folks should think about that if you do lose power and it is extended, hopefully not. How would you handle things if you're somebody that depends on electricity, especially for medicines or anything else? Just know that that is a possibility. And we're going to have the heat. So just want to make folks aware of that.
Okay. And then just one, you know, quick recap of the sort of headline version of where we stand with Henri.
So I think the headline version is it's a windy, gusty rainstorm with thunder for most of Greater Boston. It's not going to be a notable storm, more notable across the Rhode Island coastline, perhaps southwestern coastline of Massachusetts around Buzzards Bay, and then a lot of rain central western Mass, perhaps into eastern New York and southern Vermont and New Hampshire with some flooding, hopefully not catastrophic, but certainly there'll be some major flooding out there from the rainfall. And also, Hurricane Bob, 30 years ago, remains the last hurricane to hit New England, as this will not be a hurricane when it comes on shore.
Oh, thanks for that clarification. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein.